Okay, this is Iñaki Urigoren, and the recording's from the INTO protest about proposed increase in class sizes. So I'll pass you over to Iñaki now.
We come in for a protecting primary education rally. We hope that the Minister for Education is in his office right behind us over there. So everybody shout, "Hello, Nori!"
Hello, Nori!
Well, if he wasn't in, then we should get into it fairly fast. I want to read you something. We're going to play a little game before we start. The game is, who do you think spoke these words about education cuts? Who said, "It is an attack upon our children, the most vulnerable in our societies. It is an attack on our future because our children will be the generation who will guide us into old age. And they will care for us as we have done for our parents. It is an attack on our young generation." Who do you think said those words? Rory Quinn, back in 2008. Was Rory right?
Yes.
Yes, he was. Is he still right?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Should he listen to himself?
Yes.
Yes, he should. Let's have a quick whip around the rest of Europe and see what the class sizes are like in other countries around the world. We've got a little league table here. There are 19 countries in Europe that report their average class sizes. In first place, we have Luxembourg with a class size of 15.4. Hands up anybody here who's in a class with only 15 kids. No, nobody, okay. Greece is at 16.9. Estonia is at 17.5. Anybody in a class with 17 kids? Slovakia, 17.6. Austria, 18.2. Slovenia, 18.5. Poland, 18.6. Anybody? 18 kids in your class? No. 30? Ah, you're having me on. You could be in a class with 30. Not in Europe in 2013. You must be joking. Italy, 18.9. Finland, 19.4. Czech Republic, 19.9. And coming in at number 18 of 19 countries, we have Ireland. Big cheer for Ireland. Hey! And we have an average class size of 24.5. Big boo for that. One country worse than we are at the moment, that's the United Kingdom with an average class size of 26. And if class size goes up in the budget on the 15th of October, we could leapfrog over the United Kingdom and we could be the worst country in the European Union for average class size at primary school level. Do we want that to happen?
No!
Does it have to happen?
No!
Are we going to allow it to happen? Sometimes the government listens to teachers and sometimes the government doesn't. There's about 30,000 primary school teachers in Ireland. It's not a very, very big number. But there are more than 500,000 parents in Ireland. And we're very confident that the minister will listen to parents if parents make their voice heard. So the next speaker I'm going to introduce to you is Shane Kelly. Shane is a parent. His child is in Termin Fechan National School in Drogheda, County Louth.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much to the INTO for giving me an opportunity to speak today. My name is Shane Kelly, and I'm here as a parent. I'm here because the sizes of the classes in my local primary school, Termin Fechan National School in Drogheda, County Louth. Termin Fechan is a wonderful school. My daughter Maisie started senior infants in Termin Fechan a few weeks ago. Last year, Maisie's class, when she started, had 20 children in it. That was fantastic. This year, her class has 36 children in it. Her class now has also half of first class in the same room with the same teacher. So now she has a mixture of her own class, senior infants, and a mixture of first class. Third class in Termin Fechan has 37 children in it. This really is a terrible situation, as the teacher is trying to teach two different classes at the same time, in the same room, with far too many children. None of the children can reasonably be expected to get a decent education in this environment. My daughter, Maisie, who is only six, will be completely lost in this situation, as are the other children. She told me that sometimes she can't hear what the teacher is saying because there are too many children and it's just too noisy, naturally. She told me that sometimes she doesn't really understand what's going on in the class. She gets confused because there's another class being taught, and sometimes she thinks the teacher's speaking to her. This is not the teacher's fault. This is the reality of huge class sizes. surely having one room with 36 children and only one teacher is a breach of the government's own health and safety laws, regardless of the fact that the children will receive a substandard education. Our children only get one opportunity to receive a good start, a start they are entitled to, and this most certainly is not it. I must stress to you, the teachers are absolutely wonderful and they are doing their very best to manage a very bad situation. It's not fair on them either. The situation is immoral and disrespectful to our children. Our children only get one shot for a decent primary education, which will impact them for the rest of their educational lives, not to mention the social consequences. The situation at my primary school, Terwyn Fechan, sadly is not unique. In fact, I'm afraid it's a perfect example of what is happening to so many of our primary schools all over the country. It appears to me that our primary schools are being severely neglected, as are our children. Our children are effectively being warehoused in classrooms, treated like numbers or commodities, with no thought for their educational, emotional or social well-being. Teachers are being forced to practice crowd control rather than teaching. I'm actually not here to ask the Minister not to increase the pupil-teacher ratio in the budget, because that's ridiculous to me. I'm here to insist that he reduces the abnormal class sizes as they exist today. We need action, urgently. And just in conclusion, the Irish state has a long history of disrespecting and neglecting our children. I am aware that we are in a financial recession, but I wasn't aware until now that we are also experiencing a moral recession. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Shane. Now, I hope the Minister was listening to that, because he does, of course, agree with us in our principle. Let's hear what he said again. This is another quote from our Minister for Education. Funding education pays back in so many ways, and making cuts in the wrong place can cause irreparable damage. If ever cuts were made in the wrong place, these are them, and yes, they will cause irreparable damage. If he was right then, he's right now. We have just two more speakers. We're going to be fairly quick and wrapping up fairly shortly. Our next speaker is Teresa Walsh. Teresa is a teacher in the classroom and teaches in Ballyfermot. Sometimes people will say to me, people of my age and even older will say, sure, I was in the class at 42 and it didn't do me any harm. What's the problem? But that was then, and this is now, and classrooms have changed. And Teresa will talk to you very quickly about that. Teresa Walsh, everybody.
I'm a young practicing teacher, and I have just a few things to say. Smaller classes make a big difference in primary schools. When there are less than 20 children in a classroom, all my pupils get more of my attention. Less pupils distract each other. The level of noise is reduced. And pupils get more use of educational resources such as computers. Each pupil learns more. If I had 20 pupils or less, I could make a bigger difference. I can use different teaching method techniques suited to individual pupils. There is more space to work with in my classroom, and I get to know my pupils better. Smaller classes are more likely to be friendlier places, which encourage pupils to be more engaged in classroom learning. Smaller classes are most important when children are young. Lastly, a decision to raise class sizes in the budget would be a betrayal of young children. Government promised to protect the vulnerable, especially children. They cannot do this if they deliver swinging, mean-spirited cuts that will impact most on primary education. And finally, smaller classes make a huge, huge difference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you very much for that. My next speaker is Brendan O'Sullivan. Brendan is president of the INTO.
We have two demands to make of the minister. Two demands, and I want them very clearly understood. One, do not increase pupil-teacher ratio for mainstream schools. And demand number two, reverse the increases that you have signalled this year for smaller schools. Reverse those, and let's go back all the way with those reverses and stop making it impossible. And I want to say finally to the Minister, unless you do both of those things, we will not allow you to say that you have protected education. And I believe that the people who gathered here today will be prepared to take to the streets again in defence of their children's educational conditions. Thank you.